It's Tuesday the 14th of April 2015 and I'm still in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, but packed and ready to go down to Jeddah. I've been awake since 5:15 this morning. My driver, who was due at 7:15 for a 10 o'clock flight, arrived then thinking my flight was at 7:45, so I got 2 phone calls. However, it was actually just as well because I'd forgotten to set my alarm, so I wasn't too annoyed about it. Got up and did some work, so now I've got the joys of some local airline from Riyadh down to Jeddah, about 1 hour 45 minutes. They've booked me into business class, so at least I'll get to use a lounge, and I'll be using a different terminal from the usual one, so this is going to be a new experience.
مسافرين نيابة عن السعودية عقود حال سكاي تيم قائد الطائرة كابتن فابيو بوجين وملاحه يرحبون بكم على الرحلة رقم 2027 المتجه بمشيئة الله تعالى إلى مطار الملك عبد العزيز الدولي مدينة جدة. تستغرق رحلتنا حوالي 1:30 محلقين فيها على ارتفاع قدره 36,000 قدم. كما نود أن نرحب بأعضاء برنامج الفرسان إليت وإليت بس شكرا. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Saudi Sky Team Alliance member, Captain Fabio Bougie and his entire crew welcoming you on flight number 1027 operating to King Abdulaziz International Airport in Jeddah. Our flight time will be 1 hour 30 minutes, cruising an altitude of 36,000 feet. We would also like to welcome our Fursan Elite and Elite Plus members aboard this flight. Thank you.
في مطار الملك عبدالعزيز بمدينة جدة حيث التوقيت المحلي يشير إلى 11:45 ودرجة الحرارة الخارجية المتوقعة بمشيئة الله 27 درجة مئوية وشكرا.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeddah King Abdulaziz International Airport. The local time now is 45 minutes past 11 in the morning and outside temperature is 27 degrees centigrade. For your safety, please remain seated with your seatbelts fastened until the aircraft has come to a complete stop and the seatbelt has been switched off. Please make sure taking all personal belongings with you before leaving the aircraft. We wish you a pleasant day and look forward to see you soon on another Saudi Air flight. A Sky Team Alliance member, thank you.
The driver arrived eventually, slightly late, not at 7:45 but 8 o'clock, but I was able to get a car along with a couple of other colleagues from the conference, Margaret Kennedy and Lisa Aljara from Canada, from the Royal College of Medicine and Surgery of Canada. So they knew the way around and it was quite interesting to have a chat before I took my flight and they took theirs. Very nice business class flight with Saudi Air. And I've arrived in Jeddah, which just looks absolutely wonderful. The blue seas, blue skies, very clear sunshine, no dust. Looks absolutely gorgeous. I just arrived in the Hyatt Hotel and I really can't believe it. It's very nice indeed compared with the hotel I've just been in. It's pretty luxurious and I think I'm just looking out my window now and yep, I've got a view of palm trees and the sea. And there's obviously going to be no problem getting out here to go running, which is good. So the plan now is just to get a few things unpacked. My driver's waiting for me still, and I'll get along to the college. I've spoken to Wafa on the phone. Clearly texting isn't going to work here. So my text didn't get through, so I look forward to meeting her and finding out what else we're doing. But I hope I'm back here quite soon to get some work done and get some exercise in the early evening before I have dinner tonight. I've been into the college to meet with colleagues there, including my former PhD student, Wafa Al-Johani, and I met the Dean, Dr. Amani Babgi, and other colleagues and talked about their curriculum document and some of the units in that curriculum. We also talked about collaboration and research and some future work together and the plan for the next couple of days. Then I managed to get a 3.5 mile run in along the waterfront here, which was absolutely marvellous. It's 27 degrees centigrade, 48% humidity, and not too debilitating. I managed to get some intervals in, so I look forward to another couple of runs over the next couple of days. Much less debilitating than it would have been had I tried to run in Riyadh. So I'm just going to meet my colleague Wafa and another former student Samira Al-Sanani and have dinner this evening somewhere near the hotel. I had a very nice dinner with Samira and Wafa in a restaurant on the grounds of the hotel, a Moroccan restaurant. The food was excellent. I must say I do find it quite difficult to spend a long time sitting eating without having a drink of alcohol, that is, but I suppose I'm getting used to it after a few days. And it was nice to see Samira again after many years. Samira was my first PhD student at Sheffield. I didn't supervise the whole project, I finished it off because someone had to leave during the all the problems that took place in Sheffield in 2005. As usual, Samira gave me a large present, which is just going to be far too big for me to take back. I just don't take anything but cabin luggage. And Wafa has kindly agreed to look after this for me for a while and take it over to me when she's coming over. And it's very unfair to ask her to do this, but I just cannot possibly see myself carrying it back. I've already got my hands full, and I just cannot be bothered carrying extra things on the plane. That's why I travel light. I've already asked Wafa to make any presents I get here small, or I'm afraid they will just be left. My suitcase is absolutely full, and I'm ruthless about this, I'm afraid. I'm being picked up at 7:30 tomorrow morning, but the conference doesn't start until 9, and Wafa doesn't quite understand why I'm being picked up at that time, and neither do I, but nevertheless, there's nothing we can do about it now, so having done a bit more work and some writing this evening, I'll be glad to get to bed, and I look forward to giving my two papers at the conference tomorrow.